Charles Blondin, a 19th century French tightrope walker, is known for his amazing feats. He walked on an 1,100-foot rope, which was only 3¼ inches thick, and suspended 160 feet over the gorge of the Niagara Falls. He accomplished this many times with different theatrical variations. Blondin would cross blindfolded, push a wheelbarrow, walk with stilts, carry his manager across on his back, and finally he would sit down in the middle of the rope and cook and eat an omelet. Then in 1860, the royal family of Britain came to watch him perform. After Blondin performed for them, he asked the Duke of Newcastle, "Do you believe I could take a man across the tightrope in this wheelbarrow?" "Yes, I do," said the Duke. "Hop on in then," replied Blondin. Well, in the end, the Duke declined the challenge. He believed Blondin could do it, but did not trust him with his own life. This kind of belief is something we constantly struggle with each and every day. Trust is something which takes time to build up. The word trust means to have a hopeful reliance or faith in what will happen in the future. The two verses I would like to spend the bulk of my time is found in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." First, I would like to discuss how do we build trust in God. Secondly, why do we lean on our own understanding instead of God's wisdom? And thirdly, once we have this trust, what do we need to do with it in order to live a more worthy life for him? How do we build our trust in God? First and foremost, trust must be built up. It's something which grows over time. One part in building trust is first studying and learning more about the Word of God. 2 Timothy 2:15. "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." The more knowledge grows within us about God and his faithfulness, the stronger our trust and reliance on him will become. When we go through trials and temptations with Christ guiding us along the way, we continue to trust in God more and more. Trusting him through the tough times in our lives will only bond us closer together with our Savior. In 1 Samuel 23, we find Jonathan talking to David in the woods about who would become king. 1 Samuel 23:17 and 18. He said to him, "Do not fear, for the hand of Saul my father shall not find you. You shall be king over Israel, and I shall be next to you. Even my father Saul knows that." So the two of them made a covenant with the Lord. Jonathan and David faced two different sets of trials, but each one of them relied on God and trusted in his will. While we go through our lives, we need to always have our complete trust in Jesus Christ our Lord in order to walk with him. Jonathan, who man expected to be king over Israel, was willing to give it up and protect David because he knew it was God's plan. Why do we lean on our own understanding instead of God's wisdom? We believe that as our life progresses, we gain more understanding and therefore forget that our minds are futile and prone to sinful thoughts and actions. Romans 1:21. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Day by day, we can be blinded by the many temptations of this world. If we are not vigilant, we can start to believe in man's actions more than trusting in God's. Isaiah 55:8-9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As said in this passage, God our Father is all-knowing. We must lean on the Word of God and not our own wisdom in order for us to trust in God more and more. Letting us have trust in God, Mozart once said, let us have trust in God and comfort ourselves with the thought that all is well. If it happens according to the will of the Almighty, since He knows best what is good for our temporal as well as our eternal happiness and salvation. Proverbs 16:9. A man's heart plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. We as Christians think we can theoretically get out and push the wheelbarrow ourselves, but without God's help, our wheelbarrow will continue to be weighed down with the cares of this world. In 2 Chronicles 35, we have King Josiah getting ready to go into battle at Carchemish. The king of Egypt sent envoys to him saying, 2 Chronicles 35:21-24. But he sent envoys to him saying, what have we to do with each other, king of Judah? I am not coming against you this day, but against the house with which I am at war. And God has commanded me to hurry. Cease opposing God, who is with me, lest He destroy you. Nevertheless, Josiah did not turn away from him, but disguised himself in order to fight with him. He did not listen to the words of Necho from the mouth of God, but he came to fight in the plain of Megiddo. And the archers shot King Josiah, and the king said to his servants, take me away, for I am badly wounded. So his servants took him out of the chariot and carried him in his second chariot and brought him to Jerusalem. And he died and was buried in the tombs of his fathers. All Judah and Jerusalem mourned for Josiah. For one moment in his entire kingship, Josiah did not trust in God. He chose to trust in Babylon and ultimately died from one of God's arrows. Josiah thought he needed to get out and push rather than relying on God, who had directed him throughout his entire kingship. If we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and let Him push our wheelbarrow, then we will have no fear of falling. What do we need to do with the trust we have gained through Christ? Proverbs 3:6. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Joshua explained to the children of Israel what acknowledgement truly means. Joshua 22:5. But take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all His ways, and to keep His commandments, and to cleave unto Him, and to serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul. We need to acknowledge God through our actions of loving Him and others, walking in the way He has laid out for us, keeping His commandments, cleaving and never letting anything come between us and Him, and finally, serving Him completely, giving Him our complete heart, mind, and desire to do His will. This shows Him we trust in His faithfulness and direction for our lives. At the beginning of this lesson, the Duke of Newcastle believed Blondin could take him across, but did not trust him with his own life. I doubt that I would have gotten into the wheelbarrow either, but we need to remember God, not Blondin, is in control of our wheelbarrow. Our job is to trust Him to get us across the tightrope of life, because He will, no matter what. If there is anyone this evening who has not accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior and would like to do so at this time, please come forward as we stand and as we sing.